Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
You. I thank God for this opportunity to be with you on this evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. It's just, it's been an awesome day today. Do you ever take time out of your busy day to do something for someone else simply because, just because? You know, not because you're going to get paid for it, not because they're going to thank you or they're going to give you something for it or because they're going to do something for you, just because it's the right thing to do. I hope so, because it's so awesome when you can just reach out to somebody else and just find pleasure in just reaching out. You know, remember the times when we used to help each other. You know, I remember during the times when I was growing up, you know, that our neighbors' doors were always open to us. You know, we were always there to extend a hand to each other. You know, and it the genuineness in which it was done, it was awesome. So that's what I'm saying. Do you ever just take time to just reach out to somebody else, you know, and not because it's convenient and you want to do something, you know, okay, I'm show them that this is how I roll. You know, not just because you want to do it, just because your heart compels you to just reach out to another human being. You know, we're living in a time where it's really hard to find somebody that really, really care about you, you know. It's so awesome. I had a friend to share with me on this evening that, it blew me away, you know, because I always call and check on her, you know. And she was saying that, she said, but Doris, you know, you have to understand, you know, I'm not used to anybody calling, checking, and seeing how I'm doing. I'm used to being the one to call and check and see how other people are doing. And I say, yeah, well, you know what? You're just going to have to get used to it because that's how it is. And she just laughed, you know. But, you know, doesn't it make you feel good to know that there's somebody in your life that means something to you? I thank God for the people in my life that I can say, you know, really mean something to me. And I hope I mean something to them. You know, not just because I could get something out of them or they can get something out of me, because I've been there too. I told a friend of mine tonight, I said, you know, I've been on the end where, you know, a person, all they want to do is what they can get out of you. And then after that's gone, they don't have any more use for you. But I just thank God that doesn't even matter to me now. Like, it used to be a song by Bill Withers, say, you know, he would say, keep on using me until you use me up. You know, it doesn't bother me anymore. I don't know where that came from, but anyway, my affirmation for tonight says, my future is glorious. I now live in the limitless love, light, and joy. All is well in my world. All is well in my world, y'all. I hope all is well in your world, because all is well in my world. And I thank God for that. I really do. So without further ado, tonight our show is going to be about detoxing. But before I do that, I have something I want to read to you. A friend of mine, Dr. Laney, she's still in town. And she gave me a book. It's called One World, One Heart. And it's by Susan Polis Schultz. And there's a poem in here. It says, a friend. A friend is someone who is concerned with everything you do. A friend is someone to call upon during good and bad times. A friend is someone who understands whatever you do. A friend is someone who tells you the truth about yourself. A friend is someone who knows what you are going through at all times. A friend is someone who does not compete with you. A friend is someone who is genuinely happy for you when things go well. A friend is someone who tries to cheer you up when things don't go well. A friend is an extension of yourself, without which you are not complete. Isn't that awesome? Oh, I just love that. I was sitting here reading that, and I was like, yeah, I like that. But tonight we're going to be talking about cleansing. You know it's that time. You know it's that time. It's time to cleanse. What time is it? Who used to say that? What time is it? It's time to cleanse, and we all know that. Winter is coming. When is winter coming? When is the first day of winter? That's right, the 21st of December. and it's time to prepare our body temples, you know, once again. You know, I suggest cleansing at least 3 times a year, but people say, they'll say, well, you know, what exactly is cleansing? Well, some people say cleansing, some will say detoxing, detoxification, but it just simply means that, you know, detoxification or detox or cleansing, whichever you prefer to call it, is a process of removing toxic substances, which are called toxins, from your body. Excuse me. The theory is to decrease or eliminate or remove the amount of chemicals or toxins you take in and increase the amount of beneficial nutrients, you know. So that's the process of detoxification. Out with the old and in with new. I've seen detoxes that include a lot of things, special foods. I've been on different detoxes and cleanses that involve different things, different foods, different exercises, supplements, spa treatments, colonic irrigation, liver flush, internal flush, organ flush, you know, colon flush. And there are different parts of your body detoxing can cleanse and refresh and strengthen. So, you know, this is what we want to be aware of. And I love doing this with the change of each season. But now, I do detox, like, if something's not going right, you know, if I'm just not feeling right, if I just share with someone today that she should do a detox because she had mentioned for a couple of weeks that her stomach just wasn't feeling right. She was like, oh, my stomach, I don't know what's wrong with my stomach, I don't know. You know what? I think that's when our system, our body is speaking to us. You know, you don't have to know exactly what's wrong, but you know something is not right. And that's when I began to communicate with my body. Excuse me. And ask my body, what is wrong? What is wrong? I did that week before last. I had some mushrooms. And you guys don't get me for this one because I knew better. I had some mushrooms that I had for a while, and they were a little slimy, and I said, but they're fine. I'm eat them. So I ate them, and my stomach, she don't feel so good after I did that. So as my stomach, it was like a day or so later, my stomach really started to feel ill at ease. So I began to just lay my hand on my stomach and I rubbed my stomach and I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And do you know immediately those mushrooms came to my mind? And I said, oh, okay, that's what it is. So I began to do a detox. I detox. I clean myself out to eliminate, get those mushrooms out of my stomach. And I felt so much better after I did. So we got to begin to listen to our bodies and pay attention to the signals that our body is sending. Pain does not mean that I let it go. It ain't nothing wrong. Probably just, you know, it means pay attention. Something is not right. Something is not totally right. I mean, there's a difference between, you know, running too long or exercising too long and you got achy muscles. I incorporated a new exercise regimen. And for a couple of days, I was so sore. I mean, I ached, my muscles ached, but I knew it was a good thing. You know, it wasn't a pain like, uh-oh, what is this? It was a pain like, oh, wow, yeah. You know, this is from those new squats that I'm doing, and it's hurting all up in the buttocks and my thighs, and, you know, it was like that. So we have to pay attention to what's going on in our bodies and the signals that it's sending us, because it will send you signals. You know, I shared with a friend of mine one day, she was saying how, you know, she had eaten something, And she said, you know, I had to go to the bathroom. I was just going to the bathroom. I'm not going to mention you. I know you in the house tonight, so I'm not going to say your name. But she was just saying, you know, I had to go to the bathroom. And I was saying, but you know what? That's a good thing. But remember back in the day what we would have done? We would have went to the store and got what? Yep, a bottle of the pink stuff, you know. But she did the right thing. She said, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm letting this run out, drinking a lot of water, drinking more water. And, you know, sometimes in situations like that, what I'll do, I'll take a parasitic antidote. I'll take me some black walnut or something, some kind of parasitic antidote. I'll take me something along with something to help cleanse me, you know, like either burdock root or some cascara or turkey rhubarb, something like that, you know, something at that time in case I did get a hold to something that may have had a little parasitic action going on. So I'll take care of that at the same time and drink plenty of good alkaline water. I know it's just once you get in tune to your body, when something is not right, you know it right off the bat. And you'll horn in. You know, when something's not feeling, you'll horn into it, you know, and say, wait a minute, what is this? Instead of ignoring it. You know, a lot of times that's when we fall in trouble. I remember with my father years ago, my uncle said that for the longest time that, you know, my dad told my uncles that after they had taken him to the hospital and found out he had colon cancer, he had told my uncles that he had been bleeding for some time. And my uncle said, why didn't you go to the doctor? Why didn't you tell somebody? And he said, oh, I didn't think it was nothing. How could you not think that's something? You see what I'm saying? Don't turn a deaf ear to things. I mean, do you normally, all your life you've been bleeding from the rectum? Then why would you turn a deaf ear to something like that? You see what I'm saying? Pay attention. We must take control of our health. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing this show tonight, you know, and every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Here's to your health. Here's to your health. Because we must take control of our health. Listen, I was at a seminar 3 weeks ago, and I heard a medical doctor, that's right, a MD, not an ND. Dr. D is an ND. I heard an MD say, one of the last places you ever want to be is in the hospital. I almost fell out of my chair. One of the last places you want to be is in the hospital. You know, and when he talked about all the infections that's going on through the hospital, now, don't get me wrong. I am not against doctors. Don't ever think that I am. I am not against. In fact, I have a really wonderful relationship with a lot of MDs, you know. But I don't think that the doctor is in the nursing, the emergency room is a place we should go for a cold. I don't think that's a place we should go when we, you know, you woke up and you got a fever and you got a stuffy nose. I think that we have taken the context of the hospital. Emergency med, I tell my clients all the time, if you're in a car accident, don't get the ambulance to bring you to my facility. Don't do that because there's nothing I can do for you. You see what I'm saying? So I feel in the case of an emergency, you know, something really has gone awry, then yes, you go to the doctor, you get it taken care of. After you're out, then you give me a call, and we'll take it from there. Get you detox or whatever it is. You know, but we have got to become more practical. You know, I've heard people say, I mean, biggest day, yeah, I had to go to the doctor because I had this terrible cold, and they gave me an antibiotic. What in the world can an antibiotic do against the cold? You know? I spoke with a young lady the other day that was having trouble with diverticulitis, and I was telling her, I said, she said she's got pain medication and antibiotics, and I immediately let her know, you got to clean out. You've got to clean that colon. You first of all, you got to clean. Before you do anything else, you must clean. We must clean the vessel. And then we prepare to nourish it so that it can heal itself. You see? So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about detoxing. And on the 21st, we're going to do another mass detox. For all of you that's interested, you can feel free to join us. I'm on Facebook, and I'll be putting some postings on Facebook about us starting, because we always have a nice little group that does these cleanses with us. So I'm letting everybody know, you know, that we're going to start our, do a 14-day winter cleanse, and this is not going to be the master cleanse. We're not doing that one this time. We're going to do what's called a 14-day clean star cleanse, and the products are by Nature Sunshine. Nature Sunshine is an awesome company, and they have some awesome products. And from time to time, I do different cleanses. I do one that by Pure Herbs. You know, I just do different cleanses. But this time of the year, this is the one that I like to do. You can do it, and you can still eat. You know, I realize that a lot of people during the holiday times, they're celebrating, and how do we celebrate? With food, going to different ones' homes and stuff. So this is a cleanse that you can do, and you can still eat. You can enjoy the festivities, you know, the feast, as you will. But I do ask one thing, and that you pull back. Notice I said pull back and not cut out or cut off, but pull back on your meat and pull back on your dairy. Why? Because meat and dairy are mucus-causing foods. So in the process of detoxing, you know, we want to rid the body of excess mucus. So why put it in one door and take it out the, another door? You see what I'm saying? So we want to be mindful that, you know, let's pull back on the mucus-causing foods. Now, a cleanse program, a detox program, can last between a week and a month or even longer, and it can be done as often as you deem necessary. And it varies from person to person. Now, some health professionals say that over a month can possibly result in nutrient deficiencies. But I say it depends on you. It depends on the cleanse that you're doing. You know, it depends on how knowledgeable you are of the cleanse that you're doing, because I know that the master cleanse, it says that you can go up to 40 days on that one. I've never done it. I've never tried. I've never wanted to. Okay? I mean, 14 days, 15 days was long enough for me. And that's it. But okay, so it can go. It varies. It depends on the individual. Now, at the beginning of a detox, 2 to 4 days after you start, you may experience some side effects. You know, I've had a lot of people call me and say, no, this ain't for me. I get headaches. I'm lethargic. I've got nausea. I got cold-like symptoms. I'm irritable. Got diarrhea. Ooh, my acne is just, I got acne like I did when I was a teenager, you know, that sort of thing. But now keep in mind, these are called what? We talk about it all the time. It's a detox. It's a process that your body is going through. So you're going to have these symptoms, you know, you're detoxing, your body is detoxing, you know, and it's just a process. Anytime there's stored toxins in your body and you begin to eliminate or store up these toxins in order to get them out, that you have these feelings. I mean, sometimes you can have really bad headaches, you know, but it's just about, I tell my clients, at this time, this is when you really want to drink your water. You want to get your system flushed. That the toxins will come out through your pores, you see, respiratory, through your colon, through your skin. The skin is the largest organ in our body. And you'll get some pimples and black hair. You'll be thinking like you're back in junior high or high school. So it's just some things to look forward to. And I always like to tell people before you do a cleanse, just be aware of these things, because I've had people to say, oh, no, I can't go any further because I can't take this, you know. But continue the process. Because at the end of the process, I am telling you, you will feel so good. And you can tell, you know when you start feeling like bloated and you know it's not your menses, and for us women, and you just feel ill, out of sorts, you know, like, oh, you feel heavy, like everything you put on, it, nothing looks right, you know, just bloated, you know. You know when it's time for a cleanse. So, like I said, I like to do them four times a year with the change of each season. And I don't always do harsh cleanses, you know, or what some may call harsh, because I've heard a lot of people say the master cleanse, that's just too harsh. You know, but it isn't. You're getting all your nutrients from the lemon and from the gravy maple syrup, you know, so the cayenne pepper is pulling the mucus. It also brings blood to the area to promote healing. So, and then it's giving your organs a chance to just relax. You're not having to digest all this food, because remember one week I talked about how fast we chew our food, how we chew our food and we don't digest our food properly. We just take a couple of bites and gulp it down. And then our body has to go through the tedious task of breaking down this food, of digesting this food. And if you're eating meat, can you imagine what a strain that is? So it's just about knowing that there's a proper way to do things to take care of your body, and only you know what that is for your body. So I'm really looking forward to this cleanse, and this cleanse, like I said, this cleanse is by Master, by Nature Sunshine, and it's called the Clean Start. And to acquire this cleanse, you can go to www. Got your pencil and paper? Yep, I know you do. All right. www.naturesunshine.com. Now, this cleanse runs about $45 if you're a member of Nature Sunshine. And if you're not, it's okay. It's all so easy to become a member. To become a member of Nature Sunshine, all you have to do is spend $40, and you get a free membership for the entire year. And that's awesome. I would advise you to do that, okay? And what you do when you go in, you'll see two prices. You'll see one price that's kind of faded out. It'll say $45.95. And then you'll see a price that says $68.95. That's the non-member price. If you don't want to be a member, it's okay. Do the $68.95, okay? But at the end, when you're checking out, they're going to ask you for a sponsor. They're going to ask you if you have a sponsor. I'll be your sponsor, me, Dr. D, I'll be your sponsor. And my sponsor, all you have to do is put in my sponsor number at when you're checking out. And my sponsor number is 2840578. That's 2840578. I am a member of Nature Sunshine, and they have some of the highest quality. Take a look. When you go on the website, just mosey along around the website and just take a look. You know, they have one of the highest certifications it is. It's a certification by NSF, and that's a company that tests and certifies products. If I had a product and I said, okay, I got only organic oranges, beets, and carrots in this product, they test the product to make sure that's exactly what I have in there, okay? So just take a look around. And if you forget any of the information, I'll give it again before the show is over. But this cleanse is so awesome because everything you need come in one packet. You know, some other cleanse, you have to get this, you have to make juice, those are all fine, but that's not the one I'm going to partake of on the 21st of this month. And it has everything in one container. It comes in a nice little box, and you take the contents of And it comes in two flavors. It comes in like a apple cinnamon flavor, and then it comes in a like a wild blueberry flavor. So whichever flavor suits your taste buds, then that's the one you can go with. But it's a supplement. It's a 14-day supplement. It's 56 packets and 84 capsules, and it's meant to cleanse and to detoxify. And that's what's so awesome about it. It's a two-stage cleanse. And you take the contents of one cleanse packet 15 to 30 minutes before breakfast and 15 to 30 minutes before dinner. And then you take the contents of the capsule packets with breakfast and with dinner. You do it twice daily. You mix the cleanse packet in 8 ounces of juice or water, and then you shake it up. And then you stir it, or either stir it vigorously. Then you drink it immediately. And it's also recommended. Now listen to me. After you do this, you drink an additional glass of water. And make a point of doing that. You want to get plenty of water throughout your day. You're not going to have to worry about having to, remember that commercial that would come on about the guy, he would go running for the bathroom, the gas station. It's not like that. You're not going to have that problem. So just, you know, it's a really good cleanse, and it's one I highly recommend. And it has some wonderful stuff in it. When you go on, you'll get a chance to look at the product that's in this cleanse. Good things like psyllium husk and natural apple cinnamon flavor and cascara sagrada and buckthorn and licorice root and ginger and turkey rhubarb, red clover. Red clover is an excellent herb for cleaning the blood and the lymphatic system, and it's got that in it. It also has burdock root and dandelion. You know, dandelion is one of the best herbs it is for cleansing the liver. It also has fenugreek and yellow dock and marshmallow. And, I mean, milk thistle. Milk thistle is also good for the liver. And remember I told you one time, I said, you know, keep a check on your liver. And how do we do that? The first thing you want to do is look in the mirror. You know, not to say, oh, you look so good. Look at your eyes. Look at the whites of your eyes. What color are they? You know, if you can, go to the mirror right now. And look in the mirror at your eyes. The white of your eyes, are they white? Or are they, do they have a yellowish tint? A tint? Or are they really yellow to the point where you can really see the yellow? You know, if so, then your liver has been compromised. And you want to take care of that. You know, pay attention to you. Pay attention to your body. Take control of your health. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So, like I said, we're going to start this cleanse on the 21st. And this cleanse is so awesome because it is a complete colon cleanse. And it'll help you to expel toxic waste. You'll have increased energy. It improves the body's balance and harmony. It nourishes and strengthens the waste filtering processes. I mean, it's awesome. I've done this cleanse before, and I highly recommend it. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about tonight. And you can always go to my website. My website is www.foryourgoodhealth.com. I'm sorry, .info. And you can take a look at it there. Or like I said, you can go straight to www.naturesunshine.com, and you can purchase the products there. And we'll be ready to go on the 21st, and we're going to go. It's a 14-day process, and I've already been told. A lot of people said, well, yeah, I need to do this. It's time to do this because I didn't clean for autumn and fall, so it's time to get one in. So it's very important that we keep the body clean, because if the body is clean, then it doesn't have a tendency to store up toxins, and we don't have to worry about, you know, sickness and illnesses. And let's face it, people, we live in Michigan. The winter months are upon us. You see what I'm saying? So we need to get prepared. You know, we're already taking care of our cars and our filters and everything, having oil changes, getting everything all geared up in our homes and our cars. So let's take care of our bodies. And so now it's really important that you do some form of exercise while you're detoxing. But now try not to place any undue stress on your body at this time. You know, some little light aerobics, you know, some little light weight lifting. Swimming is awesome, you know, things like that. Jogging, a little stair step, cycling, you know, stationary cycles. You know, just to increase your heart rate and to encourage some deep breaths. Practice some deep breathing techniques during your time of cleansing. And it can be really helpful. And be very mindful of what you eat. Try to get in more, on this cleanse, try to get in more fresh fruits and vegetables. That would be so beneficial, because any kind of roughage and fiber will just help the elimination process even more. So, you know, be very mindful and follow the directions. If you do decide to partake of this cleanse, I'm just letting you know that this is the one that I will be doing. So I don't know if this one is for you. And always, you know, we have to let you know to, you know, seek the advice of your medical physician, whoever it is, your naturopath or whoever it is, before you undertake any kind of cleanse or any kind of exercise program. You know, I want to let you know that, first of all, and I want you to know that I'm not sharing any information with you tonight in the hopes or attempt to cure or diagnose or anything like that. But this is just some information I'm sharing. This is, like I said, this is a cleanse that I'm going to be doing. And if you think it's something for you, then you check it out for yourself. Okay, because I have to let you know that, you know, a lot of times people, everything doesn't work for everybody. So you have to know what works for you, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to finish talking about cleansing. And I want to hear from you tonight. What are you doing? What are you doing to help get the body ready? You know, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of sickness going on. There's a lot of things going on in hospitals and things like that. Have you had any experiences that you'd like to share with us on tonight? You know, what's going on with you health-wise? Are there any concerns that you have that you'd like to, you know, kind of put out there on the table and get some advice on tonight? Are there any herbs or anything that you're interested in that you'd like some clarity on tonight? What's on your mind? Here's to your health. What would you like to talk about tonight? If you do have any questions, I just want to remind you that all you have to do is press option 1 on your keypad on your phone, and I'll see your hand go up, and that way I can bring you in and you can ask your question. Okay, but I'm going to take a break for a couple of minutes, and I'll be back, and we'll continue our conversation on detoxing. And I'm glad to have you with us tonight. Here's to your health. Once again, it's brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and it's just so rewarding. It's so rewarding. I look forward to being with you every Tuesday night at this time. So with that being said, I'm going to take a little break, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. Hey, everybody, we're back. Welcome back to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. You know what? Also, an awesome reason to cleanse this time of year is to help you to be mindful of just, you know, a lot of times during this time of year, we'll overstuff ourselves. And this is why I like to do a cleanse this time of the year, because I find that, in fact, people tell me that it helps them to be mindful of not being gluttonous, you know, because sometimes we can overeat. Let's face it. We go to relatives' house and we have get-together and it's all this food, you see. So, you know, it's a good time to be in a mindful place of just, you know what, I'm not going to overdo because I'm cleansing. You see, so that's a good reason to cleanse this time of the year as well. A healthy cleanse does not require you to starve yourself. You see what I'm saying? If you do, even on the master cleanse, you're never hungry, because after a while, you can have so many glasses of lemonade a day. And after a while, when I'm doing the master cleanse, I have to remind myself to eat. You know, I have to remind myself to drink the lemonade, because I'm not hungry. So, but a healthy detox should never make you starve yourself. And then, because if you do, then you're doing your body more harm than you are good. You shouldn't be eating or drinking any less than you normally do. So you should just be eating or drinking healthy alternatives. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important to know some of the fruits and vegetables that I would recommend while you're doing this particular cleanse is apples and apricots and avocados and bananas, blackberries, and if you find, you will find out that if you eat more whole foods, then you'll crave less of the other foods. Remember what we always say, what's in your blood you crave? So if you find yourself eating more whole foods, then you'll find yourself craving more of these things. And before you go to the festivities, make sure you load up on salads and stuff at home, you know, the vegetables and things like that before you get to the parties, and then you won't find yourself so apt to eat all these things that's unhealthy. So that's one good way to make sure that you're getting the nutrients and everything that you need while you're on the cleanse. And those are some of the fruits. And now some of the vegetables you can choose from are asparagus and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, all of the fruits and vegetables that's in season. And aim to increase your intake of things like beans. You know, beans can be very filling, just a little bit. So you don't need a lot of them. You know, lentils, chickpeas, things like walnuts. Walnuts are awesome nuts. They're good in the omega-3, 6, and 9s, and flaxseed. I love flaxseed. You guys know me. Anybody know me know I'm a flaxseed. It's two things I love. What are they? Flaxseed and kale. Those are my passions. That's my drug of choice, flaxseed and kale. I keep, like yesterday I didn't have any. I had to run out and get me some flaxseed. I love flaxseed and I love kale. Now, some foods you should avoid while detoxing, I've already mentioned that, is sugar. Stay away from the sugar because we're cleaning. We're cleansing the body. We're cleansing the body of sugar, and maybe you've got a little yeast going on there. You know, let's get rid of the sugar. Let's get rid of the dairy products. Let's get rid of the wheat, the bread, the pastries. You know, now, if you're going to do a little bit, make it moderation. You know what I'm saying? Don't overdo it. Just because you can eat on this cleanse, don't overdo it, because you want to get the the optimal benefit from this plan. So don't just use it as a means of just still gorging yourself. You don't want to do that, okay? Now, those are some of the foods that you should stay away from or limit or pull back on. Meat, especially red meat. In fact, I tell people that when you're doing a cleanse, you know, now that is one meat that I will say pull off of. You know, pull off of it. Pull off of the red meat. But meat is acid. If you find a lot of people that have uric acid problems, that have gout problems, it's because they consume a lot of meat. The problems with the polyps and the colon, the diverticulitis, it's because they're not getting enough fiber. You know, we have got to get fiber in the system. I wish that my friend was on tonight to tell us something about flaxseed. Dr. Laney, if you're in the house tonight, press option one and give us some of your info on the flaxseed, you know, because I know that you're very knowledgeable on the flaxseed. You know, let our audience know tonight a little bit about flaxseed and how important it is for us and for our overall general good health. Are you with us tonight?
How are you?
Good evening, Dr. Laney. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
I just happen to be listening.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to say, share some of your expertise with us about flaxseed, because I know you're very knowledgeable about flaxseed.
Flaxseed is exactly what it says, flaxseed, and it's been around since biblical days. Flaxseed can be nutritional as well as medicinal. If you have the correct flaxseed, it will provide the omega-3 that your body needs so desperately, because the only place you can get it is in flaxseed or fish. Omega-3 nourishes the nervous system. But flaxseed itself can be soluble or insoluble. That means that it can be absorbed into your body or it can go through your colon, your lower GI tract, as brooms and sweep out the debris. If you have the correct flaxseed, it will cause the recession of colon polyps. There is little need to worry about colon cancer if you have fiber in your diet, and flaxseed will provide that fiber that you need. Now, we're not talking about flaxseed that you get in the form of oil or flaxseed that you get in bread or cereal. This is pure, natural, or organic flaxseed that is ground as you use it. There are a lot of attributes to taking flaxseed on a daily basis, because most Americans do not get enough fiber, nowhere near the amount of fiber that they should have in their diet.
That's so true. That's so true. And I know you have some awesome flaxseed. I see those little plump morsels of flaxseed. How, if a person wanted to get in touch with you to get some of your good, nutritious flaxseed, Dr. Laney, how would they contact you?
My contact number is 313-585-3552. And if you'd like to know any of the other positive attributes of flaxseed, don't hesitate to call me, because flaxseed is God-given and is not changed by man when you use those flax seeds that are particularly for medicinal uses. Flaxseed has been known to shrink breast tumors. Flaxseed has been known to prevent prostate cancer. Flaxseed has been known to relieve the discomfort from diverticulitis, gastritis, and ileitis. So there's a lot of things that you can do or provide for your body from the benefits of flaxseed.
Excellent, excellent. That's outstanding. I knew if there was anybody that knew about that flaxseed, it's you. I love it, but I mean, you know about that flaxseed, and it's just so awesome, because, you know, it's so amazing how people just don't realize that it's just some simple things we can implement to that will really take have a total effect, a positive effect on our overall health. And flaxseed is one of them.
And that's exactly true. But when most people talk about flaxseed, they think that they can go to the drugstore or the grocery store and buy flaxseed. But a good medicinal or a food flaxseed is not purchased at the drugstore or the grocery store. When you look at the flaxseed itself, you will see that the one that you purchase on a commercial level is black, brown, sometimes yellow, and even red, but it's flat. It does not have the amount of omega-3 in it that your body so desperately needs.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. That's good to know. And you've been, how should I say, you've been a connoisseur of flaxseed for a long time, haven't you, Dr. Laney?
Absolutely. I believe in it 150%. I use it myself. My family use it. I have clients who also use it because flaxseed will prevent the accumulation of atheromatous plaques or that accumulation of fat in your small vessels and provides blood flow.
Exactly.
There's a lot of research
out
there.
Give your information, give your contact information again, Dr. Laney.
313-585-3552.
Thank you so much, Dr. Laney. And listen, guys, when you contact Dr. Laney, be sure to tell her that you heard her on Here's to Your Health. It's important to know, you know, for her to know where she heard you. So tell her, you know, hey, I heard you on Here's to Your Health, and you share some really great information concerning flaxseed. Thanks, Dr. Laney. Let's do it again.
It's my pleasure.
It's awesome. We got to get the word out about this Juice Plus that's doing phenomenal things as well.
Right. We have to take control of our health.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Dr. Laney. Thanks for being in the house on tonight.
You're welcome.
Okay, everybody, you heard it right there from the expert herself, Dr. Florence Laney. Flaxseed is awesome, and we all should be ingesting it on a daily basis. And like she said, you have to crack it. You know, don't think you're eating this whole seed and you're getting the beneficial results from it, because you really are not. So now, if there's no questions, anybody have a question tonight, this is the time to ask it. If you have anything you'd like to say, this is the time to ask it. Because we do have a couple minutes, I just want to let you know once again if there's any information you want to know concerning our cleanse that we're going to be embarking on the 21st of December, go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, www.foryourgoodhealth.info, to contact Dr. Laney. She can be contacted at her number, 313. Got that? 313-585-3552. Okay? Also, you can contact me at my office number, 734-895-1940, during the hours of 9 to 5. And it's been a pleasure once again, guys. Let's get ready to do this cleanse. Let's take care of these bodies. So it's the only one we're going to get. So let's take care of it. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I know that you could have been doing so many other things, but I just thank you for being with us tonight. And God bless you. I hope you all prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So come back again. Invite somebody on next week. Come back and we'll do it all over again. Same time, same place. Here's to your health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Thanks, God. God bless. And I want to leave you with my affirmation for tonight. It says, I let go of all expectations. I flow freely and lovingly with life. I love myself, and I know that only good awaits me at every turn. Thanks, everybody. Have a blessed evening.